In a world of conflicting values, where questions are more common than answers, God's Word provides everything we need to live a God-centered, truth-driven life. Join us now for the Word for Life, brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church and hosted by Pastor Greg Huffman, as he shares the truth for the day.
Well, good morning. This is Rich Schmidt coming to you from Brookside Baptist Church in Brookfield, Wisconsin. Good morning, and it's so good to be with you once again. I'm telling you, we're going to have a great time this morning. I'm going to talk about one of my favorite current events that actually has a very, very positive ring to it. Unfortunately, some of the things we've gone through over the last several broadcasts have been very, very negative, looking at some of the current events and how they match up with Bible prophecy, things that will be taking place in the future. But folks, today is an absolutely positive, wonderful subject that I just can't wait to get into. If you'd like the notes from our broadcast, by the way, simply contact WFL, which stands for Word for Life. So it's WFL at brooksidebc.org. The BC stands for Baptist Church. WFL at brooksidebc.org. We'll be happy to send you the notes and the documentation of the many things that we've gone over the last six broadcasts. And, of course, I always like to put it out there. I love to speak in churches around the country, which is what I do every week. I go and speak on Bible prophecy. 27% of your Bible, by the way, was Bible prophecy when written. 50% of the 1,000 prophecies have been fulfilled already, exactly as written, another 500 to go. And we love to talk about those things that will definitely, not maybe, but absolutely, positively, unequivocally, will be taking place in the future. Well, folks, today we're going to be looking at something that God has been doing in setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. And we're going to look at the Jewish people this morning and Israel and what God has been doing. This is absolutely mind-boggling to see something of this magnitude that we're going to talk about coming to fruition in our lifetime. Folks, most of the great Bible prophecies that are yet to be fulfilled have to do with what is known as the seven-year tribulation and the 1,000-year millennial kingdom. That's a great part of those 500 prophecies, which have not yet started to take place, and they won't take place until God removes the church-age saints from this world, as shown in 1 Thessalonians 4:13-18 and 1 Corinthians 15:51-54. But today we're seeing an unusual thing taking place in Israel. Now, if you know a little bit about church history, or specifically Jewish history, if you go back to Israel, and many of us have been there, by the way, we do Israel tours through the Friends of Israel. If you contact us again at WFL at brooksidebc.org, we can help you with that. But folks, if you look back at Jewish history, you'll find that in AD 70, the Jewish people had a temple in Jerusalem. Jesus Christ himself in Matthew 24, verse 2, and also Daniel prophesied that that second temple would be destroyed. Daniel prophesied that in Daniel 9 and verse 26. Did that second temple come down? It absolutely did. The Romans came in under General Titus. They came in, they destroyed the Jewish temple. They took all the temple treasuries, all the precious metals, all the things that were on that beautiful second temple, and the Romans took those goods to Rome to help to rebuild Rome after it was destroyed by fire. For 1,878 years, folks, the Jews did not control any part of Israel. In other words, from 70 AD until 1948 AD, the Jewish people did not control their own land that God had given to them way back in the early parts of Genesis. But God started to do something to allow the Jewish people to start coming back to the land that he had given them. In 1948, in fact, May 14th, 1948 to be exact, the Jews basically had their land restored to them, a portion of the land, not the complete land that God has promised to give the Jews, which will happen in the yet future. Those are prophecies yet to be fulfilled. But an amazing thing started to happen. Now, folks, in 1948, there were about 600,000 Jewish people, a little bit more than that, living in Israel. I want to report today that what is taking place is that there are 6.6 million Jewish people that currently live in Israel. Folks, the entire population, the entire Jewish population across the world is approximately 14.5 million Jewish people. Over 40% of all Jewish people have returned to the land of Israel. The Jews in the Hebrew term call it Aliyah, or the movement back from whatever country they're in, from America, from Russia, from different places in Europe, all moving back to Israel. Why in the world is that happening? Why are the Jewish people being drawn, if you will? It's like a giant magnet that is in Israel. The Jewish people are just being drawn back to their land. Why would the Jewish people go back to a place where just a few weeks ago, over 400 missiles were fired into their land, where it's tough to make a living, where the wages are really, it's tough to make ends meet for those coming in that aren't maybe professionals and so forth? Why are they going back to the land? Well, folks, I believe it's God starting to put together the pieces so that Bible prophecy can be fully fulfilled. That is an absolutely amazing thing that's taking place. Now, I'm going to give you two concepts this morning, and you can really find both of them in Ezekiel chapter 37. Ezekiel chapter 37 addresses this issue of God drawing the Jewish people back to his land. It's a prophetic truth. If you recall the passage in Ezekiel, it talks about Ezekiel basically seeing this vision that God gives to him. And there's a bunch of bones. It looks like a cemetery, except there's bones all over the place. They're dead. There's no flesh on them. They're decomposed. The bones are just laying there. And the question comes out, and I'm just going to read it. In verse 1, it says, "The hand of the Lord came upon me and brought me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, and it was full of bones. Then he, God, caused me to pass by them all around, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and indeed they were very dry." They were dry. They were dusty. There was no life in them. Folks, catch that. No life in these bones. Verse 3, Ezekiel 37. "And he," God, "said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? So I answered," because he didn't know the answer, he said, "Oh, Lord God, you know." And folks, God does know. And here's what he said would happen. Verse 4. "Again, he said to me, prophesy to these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, surely I will cause breath to enter you and you shall live." Folks, what is he talking about here? God is giving Ezekiel this vision, that all these bones, all these skeletons laying out in this dusty field, and God is saying, I'm going to resurrect these bones and make them live. Now, I have heard a million different ideas about what these mean, but God tells us exactly what he means, so let's see what God says about it. "Thus says the Lord God to these bones, surely I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. I will put sinews on you and put flesh upon you, cover you with skin and put breath in you, and you shall live. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise and suddenly a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to bone." Now, folks, what in the world is God talking about here? This is a what's called apocalyptic literature. It's symbolic, but it has a literal meaning. And God is going to make us understand what this symbolic things about these literal bones, if you will, in this field. Verse 8, here's the key. "Indeed, as I looked, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them over, but there was no breath in them." Okay. What is he talking about? Well, in just a few verses, we're going to read that God is talking about the whole house of Israel. The dead bones represented Israel, who is spiritually dead. They're not alive. And God says, listen, I'm going to bring Israel basically back home. I'm going to get them back to their land. I'm going to make them, if you will, his people once again, a force to be reckoned with. And God said the bones start to come to life, but there was no breath in them. There was no life in them. Folks, this is God calling the Jewish people back to Israel, but in unbelief. The Jews that are returning to Israel are not Christians. At least the vast majority are not Christians. They are Jewish people. They still believe in the Jewish, I hate to use the word religion, because they do follow the Old Testament, which we also agree with, but they're religious. They're not, if you will, born-again Christians, but they're returning to the land. They are being drawn back to the land of Israel. But let's see what's going to happen. Indeed, as I looked, the sinners in the flesh, verse 8, came upon them, and the skin covered them over, but there was no breath in them. This is the Jewish people returning once again to Israel in unbelief, which basically started in mass in 1948 and is still taking place today. Verse 9, and he said to me, prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath came into them, and they lived and stood upon their feet, an exceeding great army. Then he said to me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. God is making it very clear that when he's speaking in figurative terms and symbolic terms about the bones, that it replies to the whole house of Israel, living people that were spiritually dead. They're returning to Israel right now as we speak, if you will, in unbelief without life in them, but God is going to change that. In fact, in Zechariah chapter 13, verses 8 and 9, Zechariah 13, 8 and 9, the Lord makes it very clear that one-third of the Jewish people will indeed be converted and come to Jesus Christ. The other two-thirds will reject him, and unfortunately they will face an awful fate. That's Zechariah 13, 8 and 9. That will take place after the church is raptured or taken up to heaven, and that will occur during the seven-year tribulation period, also spoken about in Revelation chapter 4, verse 2, through Revelation chapter 19 and verse 10. These things are happening. God is drawing his people, his chosen people, back to the land. Folks, the Jewish people are the center. If you want to know where the center of the earth is, folks, you go to Ezekiel chapter 5 and verse 5. Do you know where the center of the earth is? Do you know where God puts the center of the earth as the thing that all things will revolve around? Well, folks, Ezekiel 5 verse 5 says it is Jerusalem, Jerusalem. All the nations surround his chosen place, God's chosen land, Israel, where he is drawing his people. Let me just give you four covenants that God said the Jewish people will enjoy during the millennial kingdom when Jesus Christ is ruling and reigning on earth. Revelation 20, verses 1 to 7. Here's the four covenants. The Abrahamic covenant, that's God saying he will bless his people. That's an eternal covenant. Genesis 12, 1 to 3. Then the land covenant, where God promised to give the Jewish people, not the church, the Jewish people, the land of Israel, Deuteronomy 30, verses 1 to 5. The Davidic covenant, where it promises that Jesus Christ will rule and reign on his throne for 1,000 years in the millennial kingdom, 2 Samuel 7, 6 to 16. And finally, the new covenant, where God made it with the Jewish people, Jeremiah 31, 31 to 40. Folks, the Jewish people will not be going away ever. They are God's chosen people. Folks, let's love them like we love our Gentile friends, and we look forward to that day when we'll be with him. God bless you. Have a great day, and we'll see you once again on the Word for Life broadcast.
We hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. If you would like a copy of today's program, have a question we can answer, please contact us at the Word for Life, 4470 North Pilgrim Road, Brookfield, Wisconsin, 53005. For more info about the Word for Life, to make a donation to help us continue this broadcast, as well as other resources for your Christian walk, visit us at www.thewordforlife.org. Thanks for listening today. Tune in again next time as we bring the Word of God to your life.